Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Haas Baum. It's 9 a.m. Central on Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. On a recent high since returning from spring break, NU women's tennis won 7 of their past 9 games. They remain undefeated in the Big Ten and continue defeating other opponents in conference matches. Some of the players' most impressive performances were in the team's 7-0 wins against Maryland and Rutgers. The Women's Club of Evanston will resume one of their long-standing traditions for the first time since 2019 next week, hosting Dreams Delivered, a free prom boutique for Evanston Township High School students. Students can make an appointment on the Women's Club website to spend 2 hours at the club picking out a dress, shoes, and jewelry, all free of cost. The Women's Club also organized for volunteer seamstresses to provide minor alterations to dresses. The Illinois Senate voted unanimously for a bill that divests the Illinois funds from Russia in an effort to support Ukraine. If it becomes law, the legislation will mandate that state pension funds remove any investments in Russian-based companies, prepare Illinois to host Ukrainian refugees, and create a group to study Russian money laundering in Illinois real estate. The bill now moves to the state Senate. The federal government has also taken additional action to support Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion. Along with European allies, the U.S. banned new investments in Russia. This comes after Russian forces retreated from Kyiv suburbs, leaving behind dead bodies dressed in civilian clothing that had evidence of torture. Many countries, including the U.S. and Ukraine, have accused the Russian military of war crimes. Additionally, the U.S. Defense Department is sending $100 million worth of military equipment to Ukraine. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Haas Baum. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.